At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
We all have our favorite daily drinker whiskey. But do we really love it and know it enough to identify it in a blind? If you want to find out, then stick around. Before we get started, I do have to thank all of our Patreon supporters. Everyone's names who are on the screen right now are contributing at the top 3 levels. Without Patreon support, this video would not be possible. So all of you that are at home watching this for free, just know the patrons made that happen for you. Now, the setup for this particular video is that not too long ago, we were doing a video and Wes misidentified his favorite whiskey, which is Knob Creek. Now, if you watch this for a while, you know that Wes always knows when there's Knob Creek in a blind. And so we had this idea. What if we set it up with a blind in it and he had no idea what else was in there, but would he be able to pick up his favorite in a lineup? Or is it just, you know, in his head that it's his favorite? Is he really that familiar with the flavor? So we got this blind for him set up. Now what, he's in the other room and he doesn't know what's out here. He only knows that there is going to be a Knob Creek in the lineup. He doesn't even know which Knob Creek it is. So what I did, I was trying to keep all the proof points pretty similar and I wanted a wide variety of distilleries. So representing Buffalo Trace, we have Blanton's Gold, which is 103 proof. Representing Wild Turkey, we have the new Wild Turkey 8-Year 101, which is 101 proof. Obviously we've got the Knob Creek, and I happen to be out of the 9-Year because I love it and I drink it all. So this is the 12-Year Knob Creek. And then to represent Four Roses, I went with Four Roses Select, which is also 103 proof. And to represent Heaven Hill, we have Henry McKenna. So Wes has no idea, but just for your reference, as you see him taste through and give his tasting notes and his thoughts, you've got on your far left will be Blanton's Gold. Next to that is Wild Turkey. Next to that is Knob Creek. Next to that is Four Roses. And next to that is Henry McKenna from Heaven Hill. So without further ado, let's bring in Wes.
All right.
It took that long to move the boxes.
Okay. Being put to the test. Okay. Oh, you didn't put what they were on the screen for me to cheat.
I did not do that, no. I left that part out.
Okay.
All right, Wes, before you, we have a 5-round flight.
Okay.
Somewhere in this flight is a representation of Knob Creek, your favorite whiskey of all time.
Okay.
The other 4 are other things, and I will tell you nothing about them.
Other things.
Other things.
They could be bourbon, they could not be.
So we're gonna do this as a 2-stager. The first thing you have to do is identify the Knob Creek out of the 5.
Oh boy.
Once you have identified the Knob Creek, I will reveal to you what the other 4 bottles are, and we're gonna see how many you can identify of the other 4 bottles. Once you know what the options are. So now, stage 1, just find the Knob Creek in these 5 glasses.
Now, a couple little things I need to know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they need to know that I just had 2 Torchy's tacos and some chips and queso.
So yes, yes,
that is true. Palate is a little bit disturbed at the moment. But I'm not going to use that as an excuse.
No excuses here.
Because I've paired Knob Creek with Torchy's many times.
Many a time.
And it's always great.
Couldn't even count.
The second question is, are you going to tell me which Knob Creek variation it is, like 100 proof, 120 proof, or do I just need to figure it out?
You're going to have to figure that out.
All right, cool.
Because we did have options.
Yeah, we do.
But I picked one. So, I will give you as much time as you need. When you feel like you are ready, to.
And the pressure's on. I got a studio audience.
Identify. Oh, we do. Gosh. We have British people.
Today. They're harsh critics too.
Yeah.
They're going to tell me how it is too.
And their cuss words are way more aggressive.
I feel like if I don't get it right, they're going to call me the C word.
The C word. They love the C word. So weird. Anyway, so when you're ready to identify which one is Knob Creek, you let me know, and I will tell you whether or not you are correct.
I feel like you did something sneaky. I feel like there's some sneaky business going on here.
No sneaky business. Now, recently, you did misidentify.
Yeah, because there was two that... Was it the wild turkey? Was it the wild turkey and the Knob Creek?
I think it was the wild turkey and the Knob Creek you mixed up.
Because here's what I think. I think wild turkey and Knob Creek are one of these two.
Okay.
Because they both taste really similar. And I got that wrong last time. But this is tasting a little knobby over here.
Okay.
So.
Bro, you have no idea how good your palate is right now. When we do this reveal, all of you at home who know what is in those glasses, if you just know a little bit of history.
Did you tell him what was in them?
Yeah. If you know a little bit of history, you know why it's amazing that he just said what he said.
I'm confused now. What are you doing?
Oh, I'm testing my new whiskey glass that I had designed.
Why?
Well, there's a company out there that's a real Karen. Hmm. And she threatened to sue us.
Really? You don't say.
Yeah, so we had been producing some traditional tulip-shaped whiskey glasses.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
We never used the name.
Right, of course.
But they claimed to own the shape of the glass.
Mm-hmm.
And since I'm just a little guy, I couldn't fight.
Right.
But do you know what that motivated us to do, Wes?
What?
To go out and design a glass that was actually made for high-proof American spirits. So the company that had the problem with us, their glass was originally designed for low-proof Scotch whiskey.
Oh, okay.
80, yeah. 86 proof, that type of thing. Mm-hmm. And you know what I had noticed? Every time I would nose a really high-proof, high-quality spirit in the United States out of this glass, all I got was ethanol burn.
Yeah, a little burn there. I felt that.
And so we went out and we designed this glass that's actually designed for those higher-proof spirits. And I'm so confident in this glass that if anybody were to go to our website and buy one, I'm offering a money-back guarantee.
Wow.
If you get that glass to your house and you find yourself one of these traditional tulip-shaped glasses and you nose a high-proof spirit side by side and you can't tell the difference, I will gladly give you your money back.
So what you're saying is they can really stick it to the Karen and support the little guy by going to bourbonrealtalk.com and ordering one of these with absolutely no risk. They could get their money back if they don't prefer it, nosing it.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
To the other?
Absolutely. Okay. And if you love small business and you like sticking it to Karen's, that's the way to go.
Stick it to Karen. BourbonRealTalk.com.
Cheers.
Man, okay.
Trust your heart. Man. You know it. I already know you know it.
My heart has led me astray so many times.
Know it? No, not this time.
So I think it's between these two.
Okay.
To be the Knob Creek.
Okay. And so, just out of curiosity, since you said it already, which one did you think was wild turkey?
This one.
Okay.
Well, I thought one of these two. I could have them flipped, but that's where I was at.
Okay. Bro, your palate is so good.
With Knob Creek. We'll see.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to go with this one.
God, you were so good, bro.
Is that it?
Yeah. All right.
Is that it? They're cheering. The Brits are cheering for me.
The Brits are. They should be.
Wow.
Okay.
First time Brits have cheered for me.
No, not the first time.
In my life.
All right. So not only did you nail the Knob Creek.
All right.
But you double blind identified Wild Turkey.
Yes. Dude.
Okay. Now.
Okay.
I'm going to show you three more whiskeys in random order over here so that you don't know what's what.
Okay.
And I want you to tell me what is in each glass. Your other three options, out of order.
Okay.
Actually, I don't even know if they're in order now, but I mix them up. So Four Roses, Blanton's Gold, and Henry McKenna.
Okay. Blanton's Gold, this far one over here.
You can't tell him as he goes because it's eliminating the other.
Sorry. Which ones do I have left? These two that I haven't?
Okay. Yeah.
They're surprisingly similar.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, at least right now they are after 5 hours of sipping whiskey with you.
All right, I'm gonna help you out.
No.
One.
Well, let me guess.
Okay. I want you to go 5 for 5.
Four Roses, Henry McKenna.
So close. Now,
I should have went with my gut on that.
Yeah.
After I started sipping them side by side, I started second.
I was going to say, find the fruit. If you find the fruit, you know you got the Four Roses.
Yeah. Not a bad showing.
No.
I mean, at least I got the Knob Creek, so Jim Beam should be proud.
Yeah, absolutely. And you totally redeemed yourself.
I did from the last mishap.
Yeah. So what we're going to do... is let's do a blind sample pack of these whiskeys.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do, let's see, how much do we have?
You know what we could do?
What
we should do is a giveaway. We'll do the same sample pack.
Mm-hmm.
But let's set up a live tasting of Knob Creek with me and you and whoever wins. Or at least me. I'd be down.
Yeah.
Sip some Knob Creek with a
I've got a lot beer. Of travel coming up. I don't know.
I'd love to sip some Knob Creek. I'm gonna
try to be on.
Yeah.
With my travel, I might have some time in the evenings. But
I could be on.
I'll make it tasting with Wes.
That'd be awesome. Sip Knob Creek together.
Okay.
Yeah.
So do we want to mix up the sample pack so it's a Knob Creek sample pack instead of doing this?
Yeah, let's do a Knob Creek sample pack.
Okay.
And then we'll schedule a time. We'll get online together and we'll sip some Knob Creek.
I love the idea. How many winners do you want?
Let's do three winners.
Three winners. We're going to do 3 1-ounce sample packs, Knob Creek.
Yep.
We're going to do Knob Creek 18.
Okay.
15.
Okay.
No, sorry. I'm out of 15. Knob Creek 18. Knob Creek 12.
Do you have a single barrel? Because those are the best.
Yeah, and then I think I have 2 single barrels.
Oh, single barrel. Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah. So we'll get 3 winner sample packs. Y'all have to coordinate so you can all get on the same night.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do my very best to be there, but you will definitely be with Wes. And what do they have to do to enter to win?
It's super easy. You just need to like, subscribe, and ring the bell. Now, you want to ring the bell because every episode we do a giveaway, and it's usually pretty cool whiskeys or whiskey stuff. So who doesn't love free whiskey, right?
Yeah.
So, subscribe, ring the bell, and then you want to go into the comments and fill out the web form that gives us your contact info so we can run it in the randomizer and send you your samples absolutely free if you win.
Yeah. And if you want to support the channel, there are 3 ways to do that. The first way is Patreon. We've got a Patreon subscription level for every budget. The second way would be to purchase whiskey merch at bourbonrealtalk.com. Got a lot of great stuff over there. And the third thing would be, I am a residential real estate agent and I need mm-hmm. clients in the Dallas and Houston metro area. So
yep.
If you need service in either of those markets, please feel free to reach out to me. You can find all 3 ways to support the channel in the video description and YouTube. with links that will give you the information that you need. And if this is your first time tuning into the channel, I'd love to let you know why we do what we do. It's not just about whiskey, although whiskey is great. It's more about community and connection. And that's something that became important to me when I lost a loved one to suicide that had lost connection in his life. And I saw how whiskey was bringing people together. And it made me realize maybe I can get you connected to whiskey and whiskey will do the rest of the job and get you connected to others. Mm-hmm. And so we started this channel, but you do need forums for people to interact with each other. And some of the forums are filled with negativity out there. And so Wes and his infinite wisdom convinced me to start Bourbon Real Talk Community, which is currently, as far as I know, the largest American whiskey focus Facebook group in the world, and it is also troll-free.
Pretty fun times over there.
Pretty fun times. And we were able to start a 501c3 nonprofit that focuses on suicide prevention and intervention called LiveStayProject.org that is all administered inside of the community. So that's pretty awesome. Mm-hmm. But those people that motivated us to start that community, those trolls that say hateful things online, they taught us a second lesson, and that's if they can hate someone that they don't even know online, there's nothing that keeps us from loving someone that we don't know online. And that's why we end every episode the same way, and that's this. If you woke up this morning and you're unsure whether or not anyone loved you, just know that we love you. We'll see you next time on Bourbon Real Talk. Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers to you, Jim.